Being a musician doesn't always come with health insurance or a retirement plan. That's where the Rhythm and Blues Foundation steps in. For two decades, they've helped musicians who have been hit hard by these economic times. Tomorrow, the foundation celebrates its 20th anniversary with a big gala in Philadelphia. It honors artists and groups including Chaka Khan, Kool & the Gang, Tina Marie, and The Whispers. Jerry Butler is the chairman emeritus of the foundation and the co-host of the event. He's also a former member of The Impressions. Our own Tony Cox sat down with Jerry Butler to talk about the foundation and his own musical career.
The foundation was started back in the, late 80s, early 90s, with the purpose being to try and get some of the artists from the 30s, 40s, and 50s who had these mega records like Merry Christmas Baby by Charlie Brown, who had never received what we thought was adequate compensation for what they had given to the music of America. And so the foundation was not only trying to make the world know who these artists are, but to make sure that they got proper remuneration for being who they are. And that's basically the focus, was to preserve and to pay for those who helped preserve America's music.
Now, your co-hosts for the show are a who's who of the music business, Dionne Warwick, Bonnie
yes.
Raitt. The three
yes.
of you should record together. That would be great. Who's being honored this year, Jerry?
Well, Chaka Khan is going to get the Lifetime Achievement Award. Tina Marie, Sugar Pie DeSanto, Bill Withers, Kool & the Gang, The Whispers, The Funk Brothers. And then a legacy award posthumously to Donny Hathaway.
Is that any way for a man to carry on? Do you think I want my loved one gone? Said I love you. More than you'll ever know.
Now, R&B artists came along 50-plus years ago, you know this, when the stories of their survival were legendary, traveling by car, bus, staying in Fleabag hotels, working for peanuts in some cases. My point is, Jerry, it would seem that these artists, perhaps more than others, would be in particular need of help now that their careers are long over.
Well, absolutely. But let me say that I think this term, R&B came along in the mid-40s. The music was always there. See, what had happened was that they started to put a category. There was rhythm and blues, there was race music, there was, you know, all of these terminologies that they attached to this music. I remember hearing for the first time rhythm and blues, Ravens, I think it was the group, gonna rock 'em, roll 'em all night long. I'm a 60-minute man.
You know. I remember that.
Yes, sir. You're older than you tell.
Well, that's for sure. You know, as the baby boomers hit their 60s, social service agencies are being stretched to their limits to help such a large and growing group of people. Does the foundation feel some of that pinch trying to help these folks, too?
Oh, absolutely. You know, there is never enough to make up for all of the injustices that have happened to a lot of these artists. Some of it self-inflicted, but a great deal of it inflicted just by virtue of, here's one of my favorite stories, is a lady by the name of Laverne Baker, who wrote a song called Roll With Me, Henry. All right, baby, roll with me, Henry. And it was done by a singer by the name of Georgia Gibbs. Now, Georgia Gibbs had all of the pop radio stations, the 50,000 waters where her product was being played, whereas Laverne Baker was relegated to rhythm and blues stations. And so the question came, well, was she hurt by this? I mean, gee, she got her records played. She sold a million copies. But it was about, she probably could have sold 10 million copies if she had had the same amount of exposure as Georgia Gibbs. And so that's part of the equation, is that we've had these wonderful artists who, in some instances back in the day, as my sons would say, they couldn't even have their pictures on the album covers because the marketing people thought that it might hurt their sales.
Now, how is the foundation able to help them? What do you do for them?
Well, what we do most of all is to get them to come to our event. They are just so glad that somebody remembers them, somebody cares about them. Then we have been able to get the medical services when they have run out of funds. And that takes us to a political thing. Now we start talking about universal health care. We could go on that for a long, long time. But you find that young lady who was a member of the Supremes, who died in poverty and couldn't get, you know, all the things that she needed. Mary Wells, who died of cancer. Little Junior Parker. All of these people have found that the needs that they have been serviced in a great measure by the Rhythm and Blues Foundation. And because we don't want to embarrass them, we don't say to them, come to our event and we're going to hold you up to the light and tell them all the tragedies and stuff that you've had. But along with these awards comes a monetary gift. And I think that oftentimes gets overlooked, that these are not just awards to put on the mantelpiece and hang on the wall. These are something that you can take to the bank.
What about those new artists today? Are they handling their business affairs differently and better than the pioneers did, or are they going to need an R&B foundation 40 years from now?
Let me tell you something. This is a lady quoted this to me one day. She said, money does not come with instructions. But I am amazed at how guys like Jay-Z and others, P. Diddy, have taken what we told them to heart and have operated as if they are businesses rather than just celebrities. And I think out of that we're going to find that you won't have as many artists who will be falling on hard times as we did in the 30s, 40s, and 50s.
All right, here's my final question for you, Jerry Butler. You know, you were Mr. Dreammaker, the Iceman, all of that stuff. Do people still call you those things?
Yes, among others.
That was NPR's Tony Cox speaking with Jerry Butler. He's the chairman emeritus of the Rhythm and Blues Foundation, and he is also a former member of The Impressions. That is our show for today. Thank you for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for our newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Tomorrow, following the Republican VP nomination of Sarah Palin, we'll look at the political mommy wars. How well do politics and parenting combine? Now I need her by my side. Hey, it's the dream version. Everything depends on you. Oh, hey, Mr. Dream. You should have told the spoon to stop it. You should have made this blind man see. I've got my pride. I'm Farai Chidea. This is News and Notes.